echo fills the ancient sky. There's heard one universal cry. Percussions, movement, a rhythmic blend. Hands that heal, bodies mend. The dance to capture visions lost. Regain freedom at all cost. Broken lives we all endure. Remembering wholeness is the cure. Ancestors dance with spirits of earth and wind. Healers reunite. Share the brilliance of your light.
Hello and welcome to another episode of SFT Tapping with Jen and Marvin. Good to see you all here again. Oops, we've got a whole bunch of people that have just decided to join the call. All right, so we'll just let those people just quickly come in. While that's happening, do you want to do any... Actually, before we settle in, I'm going to ask a question. Would people mind commenting, those that are watching on YouTube, whether you are getting benefit of having these Monday to Friday sessions put up on YouTube every day? So there's quite a lot of content that's going up every day. And what we're noticing is that the viewership is dropping off, and it could be that there's just too much saturation. So can you just let us know in the comments whether you value these sessions being put up every day? And if there's not a strong response, we'll, Jen and I, we can keep doing it, but we may not record it and put it up on YouTube. So that's just an open question out there.
But our friends can join us if they want to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd always welcome people to join us on the tapping session. It's a question of whether we want to put that content up on YouTube every day. Right? So just if people can just respond to that. That would be very helpful.
I think it helps the collective. Like, it may not be appreciated by the individuals who can't get to it all, but as far as like bombarding the collective and creating a shifting consciousness. Hi, Kitty. Hi, Isabella's kitty.
Yeah, look, I agree. I think there is some broader purpose to putting them up. So anyway, that was our original thought process, but okay.
Yeah, Ariel, they are on YouTube. Yeah, to the last week. So you can go back to those and do them if you want to.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Yesterday we did the energetic cleanse and the expunging negativity protocols on the topic of food obsession, I think was the topic. And so Jen identified two things, which was really interesting coming out of that that session. She noticed a significant drop in the thought process of obsessing about food. But Jen, can you fill in the next piece that sets up how we're going to play today's tapping?
So there's two things. It's the obsession, and then there's the compulsion. The obsessive is like, if I know there's something good in the house, I will not be comfortable unless I eat it. And as soon as I eat it, I'm looking for the next thing to eat and down the road and stuff. So that's obsession. But the compulsion is, if something's in front of me, I have to eat it. It's like I can't stop myself. I won't even be thinking about it, but if it's there, it's my job to finish it off. So that's compulsion. So both of them are dangerous to me, and both of them need to be dealt with. And I'm sure I'm not the only one, right? So actually, just distinguishing between an obsession and a compulsion is probably helpful for others as well.
Yep. So we've done the energetic cleanse and the expunging negativity on food obsession. Today, we were going to do the PB&J on food compulsion. And we're going to do the positive protocol on a healthy relationship with food. So that's the agenda for today, if that's okay. So the PB&J, peanut butter and jelly protocol, is in the SFT lexicon. This is what it looks like for those that don't know, beginning on page 40. So if you have that in front of you, it's two pages of TAPS. And we are going to, in the first blank, we're going to insert us, us being, and obviously Jen is doing them. So, you know, it's Jen, but we're going to have the broader us in the first blank. And in the second blank, we're going to put in food compulsion. Is that all?
And it's good because it could be us in the microcosm or it could be us in the collective. Yeah. So we don't even know how much we affect in the collective in doing this, right?
Yep. And I think that's one of the great things about the revised TAPS and protocols is that you've shifted from, you know, I release to we release, and then towards the back end, it is, you know, us, ourselves, those kinds of things. So it's basically broader than me when we're doing the TAPS. Of course, when you're doing the TAPS, it's helping you as the individual, but in broadening out the way that they're phrased, it's also helping the collective. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, because we're tapped into the collective more than we realize. And so it's almost the as if principle. We're working as if we are consciously aware of the collective so that it empowers that benefit to the collective even more.
Yep. All right, baby, should we get going? Everyone's on mute. We're all good to go. So you ready?
Okay, can I just talk about the elephant in the room?
Okay.
It looks like Tina has horns on her head.
Oh, okay. It's just the way that you've got something in your background.
All right. Just so you know, Tina, that's like that. All right. We can think of them as bunny ears. How's that?
All right.
All right. Bunny babies.
Okay. Page 40 on the top. All imbalances between us and food compulsion are released in all moments.
All imbalances between us and food compulsion are released in all moments. All imbalances between us and food compulsion are released in all moments. All imbalances between us and food compulsion are released in all moments. All imbalances between us and food compulsion are released in all moments. All imbalances between us and food imbalances. Food compulsion are released in all moments.
All dysfunction between us and food compulsion is released in all moments.
All dysfunction between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All dysfunction between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All compulsion, all dysfunction between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All dysfunction between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All dysfunction between us and food compulsion is released in all moments.
Us being at the mercy of food compulsion is released in all moments.
Us being at the mercy of food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being at the mercy of food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being at the mercy of food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being at the mercy of food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being at the mercy of food compulsion is released in all moments.
Us being enslaved to food compulsion is released in all moments.
Us being enslaved to food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being enslaved to food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being enslaved to food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being enslaved to food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being enslaved to food compulsion is released in all moments.
Us being the victim of food compulsion is released in all moments.
Us being the victim of food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being the victim of food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being the victim of food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being the victim of food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being the victim of food compulsion is released in all moments.
All suffering accrued between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments.
All suffering between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All suffering between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All suffering between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All suffering between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All suffering between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments.
All peripheral suffering caused by us and food compulsion is removed in all moments.
All peripheral suffering caused by us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All peripheral suffering caused by us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All peripheral suffering caused by us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All peripheral suffering caused by us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All peripheral suffering caused by us and food compulsion is removed in all moments.
Us being manipulated by food compulsion is released in all moments.
Us being manipulated by food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being manipulated by food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being manipulated by food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being manipulated by food compulsion is released in all moments. Us being manipulated by food compulsion is released in all moments. Can I just say that when I make those noises, it sounds like someone who has Tourette's.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if the whole thing about Tourette's is just the stagnant energy that needs to be released. And I think the tapping might help.
Definitely.
Those conditions, yeah.
Wow, we should do a Jen and a Jamies on that one, baby.
Yeah, babies, yeah.
Well, we've got a few ideas for some Jen and the Jamies coming up.
Yep.
Okay, all in, what did we just do? Us being manipulated, right? So all injustice and inequality between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments.
All injustice and inequality between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All injustice and inequality caused injustice and inequality between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All injustice and inequality between us and food compulsion
is removed.
Is removed in all moments. All injustice and
inequality
between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All injustice and inequality between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments.
The next one's quite a long one, so I'll just take it through slowly. All exploiting and demagogue interactions between us and food compulsion are released in all moments.
All exploiting and demagogue interaction between us and food compulsion are released in all moments. All exploiting and demigod interactions between us and food compulsion are released in all moments. All exploiting and demigod interactions between us and food compulsion are released in all moments. All exploiting and demigod interaction between us and food compulsion are released in all moments. All exploiting and demigod interaction between us and food compulsion are released in all moments.
Thank you. So all enabling between us and food compulsion is released in all moments.
All enabling between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All enabling between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All enabling between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All enabling between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All enabling between us and food compulsion is released in all moments.
All blinders are removed from us or food compulsion in regards to one another in all moments.
Can we phrase this one a little bit different?
Mm-hmm.
All blinders are removed from us in regards to food compulsion.
Sure, if you want. Yep.
All blinders are removed from us in regards to food compulsion in all moments. All blinders are removed from us in regards to food compulsion in all moments. All blinders are removed from us in regards to food compulsion in all moments. All blinders are removed from us in regards to food compulsion in all moments. All blinders are removed from us in regard to food compulsion in all moments.
So the PB&J is sort of separating, divorcing one from the other. So the next one is a great example of this. All agendas that us or food compulsion have put on the other are removed in all moments. So it's symbiotic, right? So all agendas that us or food compulsion have put on the other are removed in all moments.
All agendas that us or food compulsion have put on the other are removed in all moments. All agendas that us or food compulsion have put on the other are removed in all moments. All agendas that us or food compulsion have put on the other are removed in all moments. All agendas that us or food compulsion have put on the other are removed in all moments. All agendas that us or food compulsion have put on the other are removed in all moments.
The great thing about that is that these taps are agnostic as to who the perpetrator is and who the victim is. They're just seeking a separation. Do you mind if I do the next one a little bit different? So can I make this one, we are free of the clause of food compulsion in all moments. Is that okay? Yes, I think just definitely. Grammatically that's better. Just in this case.
We are free of the clause of food compulsion. In all moments. We are free of the clause of food compulsion in all moments. We are free of the clause of food compulsion in all moments. We are free of the clause of food compulsion in all moments. We are free of the clause of food compulsion in all moments.
That's actually a good little case study. When you're doing these protocols, you need to, you know, use them as a guide or a template, but, you know, depending on what you're tapping about or seeking to release, the grammar may need to be altered just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All tentacles between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
Tentacles between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All tentacles between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All tentacles between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All tentacles between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All tentacles between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All vivexes between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All vivexes between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All vivexes between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All vivexes between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All vivexes between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All vivexes between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All programming and conditioning between us and food compulsion is released in all moments.
All programming and conditioning between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All programming and conditioning between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All programming and conditioning between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All programming and conditioning between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All programming and conditioning between us and food compulsion is released in all moments.
All negative engrams between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All negative engrams between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All negative engrams between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments, all negative programs between us and food compulsion.
All negative engrams.
All negative engrams between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All negative engrams between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All negative engrams between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All negative engrams between us and food
compulsion
are removed in all moments.
All psychic energy between us and food compulsion is dissipated in all moments.
All psychic energy between us and food compulsion is dissipated in all moments. All psychic energy between us and food compulsion is dissipated in all moments. All psychic energy between us and food compulsion is dissipated in all moments. All psychic energy between us and food compulsion is dissipated in all moments. All psychic energy between us and food compulsion is dissipated in all moments.
All brainwashing or hypnotism between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments.
Brainwashing or hypnotism between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All brainwashing and hypnotism between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All brainwashing or hypnotism between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All brainwashing or hypnotism between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments. All brainwashing or hypnotism between us and food compulsion is removed in all moments.
All mind games between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All mind games between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All mind games between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All mind games between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All mind games between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All mind games between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
This one's complex construction, so I'll take it slowly. All energy matrices are sent into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments.
All energy matrices are sent into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsions to take from the other in all moments. All energy matrices are sent into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments. All energy matrices are sent into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments. All energy matrices are sent into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments. All energy matrices are sent into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments.
Good job.
Thanks, babies.
All complex energy matrices are commanded into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments.
Complex energy matrices are commanded into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments. All complex energy matrices are commanded into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments. All complex energy matrices are commanded into the light sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments. All complex energy matrices are commanded into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments. All complex energy matrices are commanded into the light and sound that enable us or food compulsion to take from the other in all moments.
All masks, walls, and armor that us or food compulsion have donned to protect one from the other are removed in all moments.
All masks, walls, and armor that us or food compulsion have donned to protect one from the other are removed in all moments. All masks, walls, and armor that us or food compulsion have donned to protect one from the other are removed in all moments. All masks, walls, and armor that us or food compulsion have done to protect one from the other are removed in all moments. All mass balls and armor that us or food compulsion have done to protect one from the other are removed in all moments. All mass balls and armor that us or food compulsion have done to protect one from the other are removed in all moments.
These are quite intense. The PB&J, I've always found the PB&J to be quite intense but very powerful. So I'm always very grateful having done it on any pair of topics. All contracts are nullified between us and food compulsion in all moments. All vows and agreements between us and food compulsion are nullified in all moments.
Can we recant them instead?
Yep.
All vows and agreements between us and food compulsion are recanted in all moments. All vows and agreements between us and food compulsion are recanted in all moments. All vows and agreements between us and food compulsion are recanted in all moments. All vows and agreements between us and food compulsion are recanted in all moments. All vows and agreements between us and food compulsion are recanted in all moments.
All curses between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All curses between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All curses between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All curses between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All curses between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All curses between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All blessings between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All blessings between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All blessings between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All blessings between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All blessings between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments. All blessings between us and food compulsion are removed in all moments.
All karmic ties between us and food compulsion are dissolved in all moments.
All karmic ties between us and food compulsion are dissolved in all moments. All karmic ties between us and food compulsion are dissolved in all moments. All karmic ties between us and food compulsion are dissolved in all moments. All karmic ties between us and food compulsion are dissolved in all moments. All karmic ties between us and food compulsion are dissolved in all moments.
All strings and cords between us and food compulsion are severed in all moments.
All strings and cords between us and food compulsion are severed in all moments. All strings and cords between us and food compulsion are severed in all moments. All strings and cords between us and food compulsion are severed in all moments. All strings and cords between us and food compulsion are severed in all moments. All strings and cords between us and food compulsion are severed in all moments.
All pain, burden, and limitations between us and food compulsion are eliminated in all moments.
All pain, burden, and limitations between us and food compulsion are eliminated in all moments. All pain, burden, and limitations between us and food compulsion are eliminated in all moments. All pain, burden, and limitations between us and food compulsion are eliminated in all moments. All pain, burden, and limitations between us and food compulsion are eliminated in all moments. All the pain, burden, and limitations between us and food compulsion are eliminated in all moments.
All illusion of inadequacy, rejection, abandonment, and separation between us and food compulsion is eliminated in all moments.
All illusion of inadequacy, rejection, abandonment, and separation between us and food compulsion are eliminated in all moments. All illusion of inadequacy, rejection, abandonment, or separation between us and food rejection is eliminated in all moments.
Food compulsion.
All illusion or inadequacy, rejection, abandonment, or separation between us and food compulsion is eliminated in all moments. All illusion of inadequacy, rejection, abandonment, and separation between us and food compulsion is eliminated in all moments. All illusion of inadequacy, rejection, abandonment, and separation between us and food compulsion is eliminated in all moments. All illusion of inadequacy, rejection, abandonment, or separation between us and food compulsion is eliminated in all moments.
Good job. That one's a toughie. If you don't mind, I'm going to do this a little. All that we and food compulsion have taken from each other is returned in all moments.
All that we and food compulsion have taken from each other is returned in all moments. All that we and food compulsion have taken from each other is returned in all moments. All that we and food compulsion have taken from each other is returned in all moments. All that we and food compulsion have taken from each other is returned in all moments. All that we and food compulsion have taken from each other is returned in all moments.
All resonating between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. Actually, can we combine these two? Yeah, thanks, Karani. I was just going to. So,
Resonating or emanating between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All resonating or emanating between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All resonating or emanating between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All resonating or emanating between us and food compulsion is released in all moments. All resonating or emanating between us and food compulsion is released in all moments.
Now, there's an opportunity to combine the next two as well, but it'll make it a fairly complex one. So do you want to combine it?
Yeah, it's fine. Sound frequency and light emanation, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. So all need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is removed from each other's sound frequency and light emanation in all moments.
All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is removed from each other's sound frequency and light emanation in all moments. All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is removed from each other's sound frequency and light emanation in all moments. All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is removed from each other's sound frequency and light emanation in all moments. All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is removed from each other's sound frequency and light emanation in all moments. All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is removed from each other's sound frequency and light emanation in all moments.
Good job. All paradigms are shifted from the dysfunction of us and food compulsion to perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments.
All paradigms are shifted from the dysfunction of us and food compulsion to perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments. All paradigms are shifted from the dysfunction of us and food compulsion to perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments. All paradigms are shifted from the dysfunction of us and food compulsion to perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments. All paradigms are shifted from the dysfunction of us and food compulsion to perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments. All paradigms are shifted from the dysfunction of us and food compulsion to perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments.
All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is transcended in all moments.
All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is transcended in all moments. All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is transcended in all moments. All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is transcended in all moments. All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is transcended in all moments. All need and dysfunction between us and food compulsion is transcended in all moments.
So I'm just going to change the next one a little bit. We and food compulsion are centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments.
We and food compulsion are centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments. We and food compulsion are centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments. We and food compulsion are centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments. We and food compulsion are centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments. We and food compulsion are centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, and wholeness in all moments.
We and food compulsion resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in perpetual joy, love, abundance, wholeness, and freedom in all moments.
We and food compulsion resonate and emanate and are interconnected with all life in perpetual joy, love, abundance, wholeness and freedom in all moments. We and food compulsion resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in perpetual joy, love, abundance, wholeness, and freedom in all moments. We and food compulsion resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in perpetual joy, love, abundance, wholeness, and freedom in all moments. We and food compulsion resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in perpetual joy, love, abundance, wholeness, and freedom in all moments. We and food compulsion resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in perpetual joy, love, abundance, wholeness, and freedom in all moments.
Good job. Take a breath. How was that for you?
Good, babies. Good. How was it for everyone else?
So it's pretty powerful. I mean, it does require a commitment to do the full PB&J protocol. But what I've found is that once you get over the initial resistance of, you know, oh my God, there's two pages, or, you know, that was about half an hour of tapping, then you kind of go, oh, wow, that was really cool. Can you just talk a little bit, those last two, where we say we and food compulsion are centered, empowered in perpetual love. It's a bit odd to request that food compulsion is centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, and, you know, whatever. And so when, you know, when there's this sort of energetic separation between two people, then it makes sense that you want both parties to be, you know, centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, whatever. But as we did it in this case, where the second object was food compulsion, does it make sense to request that food compulsion is centered and empowered in perpetual joy, love, abundance, freedom, health, and wholeness?
Yes, because what it's doing is neutralizing the charge of it.
Good. And I'm glad you said that.
And the thing is that we're used to perceiving a linear thing where there's a separation. But if you think on a higher consciousness, we think of, like, everything needs to be blessed, even those things that come to us as a vice or whatever, because it's in blessing them and creating a non-reaction to everything is where mastership happens.
Good answer, baby. Thank you, baby. Couldn't have said it better. Because it was interesting when I was sort of, you know, facilitating that one, I was thinking, oh, that's a bit odd. And then I thought exactly what you said, and said, no, we're smack on. Would you like to do the positive protocol?
Sure, baby. That would be helpful. Do we want to say a healthy relationship with food or a neutral relationship with food?
Look, it's up to you. So the idea is we want to have a something relationship with food. In other words, a not an obsessive or compulsive relationship with food. So it's up to you. The thing is, I don't know about you, but I actually like food. And so when the food comes and is prepared with, you know, intention and, you know, whatever, and it's good quality and in appropriate proportions, it can be a real joy.
That'll be a nice experience to have. For me,
how about a joyful relationship with food?
Well, so that could get, because I have a real joyful relationship with a hot fudge sundae. Do we really want to?
Well, it depends. So I mean, my personal view is that everything is okay in, you know, proportion and moderation.
So, yeah. So let's just say healthy.
Okay.
Because it's the mind distortions that come into play, and it's like it can take you right on a down a rabbit hole if you like worry about it, and especially being me, the one who initiated this whole protocol, it's easier to go down a rabbit hole of like each word, each innuendo and stuff. And so I if you noticed, I specifically tried not to do that with the last set out of respect for you, and because I came across as a jerk last night.
So. No, you didn't. But okay, so and thanks for doing that, because I think it gives people a sense as to the original intention behind these protocols, right? Because we're offering it as a technique that people can use, you know, in their own homes. So we're just trying to demonstrate how that gets done.
But what's interesting is maybe the resistance that I'm breaking through personally in my microcosm is not really in my microcosm at all. Maybe it's a symbiotic with the macrocosm. And the fact that I can break through that, maybe I'm breaking through that resistance for the collective as well, which one can hope, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly it. So watching you sort of break through this resistance and, you know, grapple with, you know, the ego and whatever, it's a great sort of case study for what presumably is going on in the macrocosm.
Well, what was happening earlier is I was getting emotional because I was feeling such love. And it's like, you guys are all here. You guys, I mean, and the people in my life, like Therese and Michelle and you and Mike, and the things that you guys do to like support me is like profound, and it's healing on a deep level. So so I don't need to manipulate with food and everything to get attention. You guys validate me all the time. And so in stopping those manipulative impulses, which are, they are impulses and stuff, it's almost like gaining a strength of command of the self. And like, I know there's a lot of people out there who become savvy and they know how to manipulate others and be, and it's like, that is great that you can do that. And it is a step in proving to you that you have this like limited kind of power, but the real power is surrendering that ability to manipulate others and just surrender to the sanctity of a connection with them or a reverence for your relationship with them.
100% agreed. Couldn't have said it better.
Thank you, babies.
You're welcome. We should do a Jen and the Jarmies on that topic as well.
Well, we're going to do one on Pig Latin after this, right? Because you've never heard of Pig Latin before.
Apparently we are going to do one, so yes.
Okay.
All right, so let's go through. And the positive protocol, by definition, is positive and uplifting. So whereas some of the other protocols are, you know, very intense and dense in an energy sense, this one, I actually really like doing these positive protocols. So we're going to do the positive protocols on, sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, the only thing about that is like a lot of people will try to cut.
Yeah, I know.
And they'll do the positive and that's it. Yep. But it's not as effective unless you do the work first. Yep. So you can't get shortcuts.
100% agree. There's as much as we all like to take the shortcuts, I think most people will realize that the real benefit comes through the work. And so, there's another piece of advice is you've got to go and commit to doing the work and don't just go for the fudge Sundays or Sunday fudges or whatever they call them. All right.
Hot fudge Sunday.
Hey?
Hot fudge Sunday.
Hot fudge Sunday. Mm-hmm. Who knew? All right. So we're going to do the positive protocol on a healthy relationship with food. You ready? So on page 43 of the SFT lexicon.
So we don't say we make space in this world to have a healthy relationship with food?
Or we could do it the way that it's written. Let's do it the way that it's written.
Space is made in this world for us to have a healthy relationship with food?
Let's do it that way.
Okay.
Okay, yes, that's good. So us to have a healthy relationship with food. Good one. Okay. Thanks. Very good. So starting out. Space is made in this world for us to have a healthy, for us having a healthy relationship with food to manifest in all moments.
Space is made in this world for us. I'm confused now.
For us to have a healthy relationship with food to manifest in all moments.
Space is made in this world for us to have a healthy relationship with food manifest in all moments. Space is made in this world for us to have a healthy relationship with food manifest.
To manifest. Space is made. Sorry, can I just pause for a second?
Confused.
Yeah. The thing is that space is made in this world to manifest whatever is in the blank. Okay. So that's the construction of this. So that's why it's just a little bit different. So space is made in this world for us to have a healthy relationship with food. If you want to drop the to manifest, then that's fine.
For us to have space is made in this world for us having a healthy relationship with food to manifest.
Okay, that works as well. Okay. So space is made in this world. Mm-hmm. Space is made in this world for us to have a healthy relationship with food to manifest.
Space is made in this world for us having a healthy relationship with food to manifest in our moments. Space is made in this world for us having a healthy relationship with food to manifest in our moments. Space is made in this world for us having a healthy relationship with food to manifest in our moments. Space is made in this world for us having a healthy relationship with food to manifest in our moments. Space is made in this world for us having a healthy relationship with food to manifest in our moments. Is that okay? I changed it a little.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So let's try the same wording for the next one, and we'll just see if that phrasing works for all of these. I think it will. So all blockages to manifesting us having a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. So the blockages are removed.
All blockages to manifesting us having a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. All blockages to manifesting us having a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. All blockages to manifesting us having a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. All blockages to manifesting us having a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. All blockages to manifesting us having a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. You know what this shows people? Mm-hmm. It's how difficult it was to put all these tabs together to make it so anything would work in them. So
and in certain circumstances, you've just got to use just a little bit of, you know, common sense still, right?
Well, that's important for the doer, because it can't be robotic, and they have to use their ability to discern, which is an important part of their own learning.
Okay, so we've just done all blockages to manifesting us having a healthy relationship with food are removed, so that's great. The next one is all blockages, you know, just removing the manifesting. So do you want to do that? Or
yeah,
you do want to do that? So there is a difference, sufficient difference between the two taps?
All blockages to having a healthy relationship with food are removed. And
okay, let's do that. All blockages to having a healthy relationship.
Or we could even make it more proactive in the moment. All blockages to being in a healthy relationship with food.
Okay. Good job, babies. There you go. All blockages to being in a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments.
All blockages to being in a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. All blockages to being in a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. All blockages to being in a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. All blockages to being in a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments. All blockages to be in a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments.
And do you want to do that in the moment in for all of them? I think that's a really good upgrade. So all capacity to manifest being in a healthy relationship with food is stretched in all moments.
All capacity to manifest being in a healthy relationship with food is stretched in all moments. All capacity to manifest being in a healthy relationship with food is stretched in all moments. All capacity to manifest being in a healthy relationship with food is stretched in all moments. All capacity to manifest being in a healthy relationship with food is stretched in all moments. All capacity to manifest being in a healthy relationship with food is stretched in all moments.
All portals to manifesting being in a healthy relationship are opened. With food are opened in all moments. So it's the portals that are being opened. So all portals to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are opened in all moments.
All portals to manifest being in a manifest, okay?
I think it might be. So let's just do it that way. And sorry, can I just say one other thing about this? And this is actually a really interesting case study. You often say that even if the, you know, grammatical expression isn't completely normal and on the money, that's actually a great mechanism to confuse the ego. So it's really the intention behind it, not the grammatical purity of it. So it's because some people who are very attuned to language, and particularly we're obviously using the English language at the moment, can get a little bit sort of, you know, caught up in sort of grammatical dissonance. But it's like, so get over it, because it's really the intention of the tap, not the grammatical purity of it. So you taught me that right from the beginning.
Yep, and that's just a way to like tangle yourself, so don't fall for it.
So with that in mind, I'm indifferent as to which way we actually do it.
All right, so, we'll do it. All portals to manifesting a healthy...
Being in a healthy...
All portals to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are opened in all moments. All portals to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are opened in all moments. All portals to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are opened in all moments. All portals and manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are opened in all moments. All portals and to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are opened in all moments. Another thing to say about that, if someone is like getting confused over it, know that every one of these sentences that were created are charged sound frequencies. So if you're getting confused, just stick to what you see and stick in your phrase as best as you can, and don't worry about it. Yep. Don't try to tangle it, because you're pulling it down to the mind, and it's best just to say what's written for you, if that's the case.
If you're not able to easily discern. Yep. One other thing I'm going to say is, particularly with all of these protocols, but particularly the PB&J, it's really useful to pause between the clauses of the tap, right? So just looking at the one that we just did, all portals to manifesting something are open. So it's the portals that are opening. And so, and you did it just then. So you basically had a small pregnant pause just before are open, because that's the charged word. Mm-hmm. So what's charged here is portals are opened. And so if the emphasis is on those things, and when you do these protocols often enough, you'll get to work out where the charged words are and where the connecting phrases are. So there you go. That's just...
Thank you.
Okay. All walk through the portal to being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments.
I'll walk through the portal to being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. I'll walk through the portal to being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. I'll walk through the portal to being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. I'll walk through the portal to being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. I'll walk through the portal to being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments.
Yeah, so they're the charged concept is walking through the portal. So there you go. The first and all subsequent causes to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are initiated and activated in all moments.
The first and all subsequent causes to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are initiated and activated in all moments. The first and all subsequent causes to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are initiated and activated in all moments. The first and all subsequent causes to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are initiated and activated in all moments. The first and all subsequent causes to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are initiated and activated in all moments. The first and all subsequent causes to manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are initiated and activated in all moments.
All glass ceilings on manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food are removed in all moments.
All glass ceilings on manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food I removed NL moments, all glass ceilings and manifesting, being in a healthy relationship with food. I removed NL moments, all glass ceilings and manifesting, being in a healthy relationship with food. I removed NL moments, all glass ceilings and manifesting, being in a healthy relationship with food. I removed NL moments, all glass ceilings and manifesting, being in a healthy relationship with food. I removed NL moments.
All portals that do not support being in a healthy relationship with food are collapsed and dissolved in all moments.
All portals that do not support being in a healthy relationship with food are collapsed and dissolved in all moments. All portals that do not support being in a healthy relationship with food are collapsed and dissolved in all moments. All portals that do not support being in a healthy relationship with food are collapsed and dissolved in all moments. All portals that do not support being in a healthy relationship with food are collapsed and dissolved in all moments. All portals that do not support being in a healthy relationship with food are collapsed and dissolved in all moments.
The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in our light emanation and sound frequency in all moments.
The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in my light emanation and sound frequency in all moments. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in my light emanation and sound frequency in all moments. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in my light emanation and sound frequency in all moments. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in my light emanation and sound frequency in all moments. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in my light emanation and my sound frequency in all moments.
So if you're okay with it, going forward, I'd like to see if we can update this and put the update on the website. So rather than is infused in my light frequency and sound frequency, light emanation and sound frequency, is infused into our light frequency. And so just to kind of broaden it away from me and my into us and our. So we'll make that update. If you've got a red pen, you might want to mark it on your book. There you go. Okay. A couple more to go. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused into the universal light emanation and sound frequency in all moments.
Manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in the universal light emanation and sound frequency in all moments. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in the universal light emanation and sound frequency in all moments. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in the universal light emanation and sound frequency in all moments. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused in the universal light emanation and sound frequency in all moments. The manifestation of being in a healthy relationship with food is infused into the universal light emanation and sound frequency in all moments.
All are centered and empowered in being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments.
All are centered and empowered in being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. All are centered and empowered in being with in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. All are centered and empowered in being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. All are centered and empowered in being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. All are centered and empowered in being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments.
All resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments.
All resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. All resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life in manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. all resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life and manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. All resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life and manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments. All resonate, emanate, and are interconnected with all life and manifesting being in a healthy relationship with food in all moments.
Good job. Deep breath. Do you have a dog that's snoring?
Yeah, that's Lily.
You can hear it.
I know.
All right, good job. How do you feel doing those?
I feel more mature.
Thank you, babies. You are mature.
Thank you, babies.
So do you want to grab people off mute?
Mm-hmm.
You can have a chit-chat as we slowly wind down.
That bottom chair, Angie's bottom chair. I thought it was Mike was decapitated. I thought that was Mike's shirt.
Angie, just so you know, you're still on mute for some reason. Maybe you didn't quite hit it, but that's if you
see how the chair looks like Mike decapitated. It's got like a flannel shirt on it.
What is that? What chair is that?
When Angie's in now.
Oh.
If you watch back the recording, you'll see it. It's hysterical. Okay.
That's so funny.
How did those feel?
Yeah.
How did that feel to everyone?
That was really, really, really very comfortable. Yeah. And I don't know, it just seemed to be very comfortable and relaxed, more relaxed or something.
Yeah.
I think what we're observing is Jen easing into doing the taps. So, I can absolutely tell the shift. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't come easily. I mean, there's a lot of, like when people resist doing the taps, I was getting a lot of that too. I was even like complaining to myself that my breastplate was sore from the tapping. And I've had so many people complain to me about being bruised. I'm like, just get over it. So like, I hear myself complaining in the same way.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good. I'm vibrating everywhere. My legs are so light. It just feels so good.
That's awesome.
That was beautiful.
It really does feel good to have you guys join us. It's so, I can't even explain how validating it is.
Yeah.
It just gives the, is that Tilly?
That's Willie.
Willie, it's Mama. Willie. It's just being nurtured, like all the maternal and paternal nurturing I never received. It's like flooding in through you guys all at once. And it's like, if it's doing it for me, hopefully it's flooding in to all of humanity and they can relax their obnoxious pursuit of distraction.
Obnoxious pursuit of distraction, self-interest, and indifference. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Yeah, I was speaking in the personal. I don't think I was indifferent, though.
No, but I'm talking about the broader collective. The reason why I mentioned that, just so people know, is I'm writing a bit of a manifesto representing sort of some core concepts that I'm implementing the business community. And one of the themes that I'm writing in this manifesto is transcending beyond obsessive self-interest and indifference in accessing higher consciousness, because that seems to be a critical thing that, you know, business leaders need to get their head around in order to implement the kind of shifts that we need to see to benefit all of humanity. So it's actually quite an interesting process, writing that manifesto and putting in there, in the manifesto, enough higher consciousness concepts without scaring, you know, the lay person, business person. So it's a really interesting balance as to, we want to uplift them. It's important that they kind of get a broader, higher vantage point perspective, but I need to do it in a subtle mm-hmm. way that doesn't sort of, you know, throw people off the kilter. And part of the issue, this is what I've noticed, by the way, is a lot of business leaders are very ingrained in mainstream religious concepts and dogma. And so some of these ideas, you know, these sort of higher vantage point ideas are actually quite threatening to them. So there you go.
So Marvin, I wonder how interesting it would be, since this is Tampering with Jen and Marvin, I'm wondering if once a week we want to do tapping to open up the business community to like receive the genius of what you're trying to.
Possibly. I'm certainly open to that. We just need to make sure that it's done in a sort of sensitive way, because everyone that tunes into this channel and that comes on this call, this is, you know, these ideas are just sort of become self-evident truths, but they're not self-evident truths to everyone. And so, but it is important that through one process or another, people have the opportunity to be exposed to the ideas without being threatened by them, and then just allowing these people to come to their own resolution on the topic. Because that's what happened with me. It's just one day I was exposed to some of these ideas, and it was like an instantaneous holy shit kind of moment. And then for the next sort of decade and a half, I was then pursuing it and whatever. But a lot of people are not anywhere near that precipice moment.
Right. But with all due respect, you don't know where they are underneath the surface, because the business, it has a thick facade, a thick skin on it. So I think the individuals are individuals, and they're all scratching and clawing to know that they just disconnect from it when it comes to their business, because they're too terrified and stuff. So we could like pick a phrase that you could do that, you know, energetic cleanser, the PB&J with, to break free the business world or whatever. Or I could do the tape, you can leave me, whatever.
And then I think the idea is, from a tapping intention, if we put the intention out there that, you know, that business leaders, and we're talking about business leaders because they're the people at the moment that are in positions of influence, power and influence to make the change that, you know, all of humanity is screaming out for, right? Mm-hmm. At least as it relates to the business community and how the business community serves humanity or is of service to humanity and a force for good in humanity. So if we put the intention out there to create the conditions that allow these business leaders to receive and to inquire about these concepts, I think that would be quite powerful. So, yeah, I'm very open to doing that.
But you want to do that tomorrow?
Do we want to do it tomorrow? Do you want to break from these sort of intense core issues?
No, not at all. I love this, but you have such genius, and part of what we do is like breaking through this consciousness so business can get what...
Actually, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind just getting a little bit further through completing the manifesto. Because I'm actually just writing the chapter or the section dealing with the intersection of spirituality and higher consciousness within the business community. So I'd just like to get my sort of thoughts formed more fully on that.
All right.
So, yeah, a couple of days, maybe a week, something like that.
All right, that's fine.
Cool. Thank you so much, everyone. Joy it is, and a, you know, privilege and an honor it is to have people join us in this tapping. It's just so amazing. So thank you so much. And for those that then tap along at home in their own time, thank you for that as well. Please comment, like, share, subscribe, do the usual things, share within your, you know, your circle of friends and, you know, whatever you do on social media. It's really quite useful to just sort of get that message out there, and, you know, through a process of osmosis, people will have the opportunity to be exposed by this, and hopefully they will then have their own holy shit moments. So there you go. Thank you so much. We'll shut this one down. Look forward to catching you next time on SFT Tapping with Jen and Marvin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye for now. Bye. Thank you.